Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Rise Guys suck. Take a look, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Monday, April 15th, 2024. How's it going?
It's all right, Matt, man.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I didn't even mean it like that.
That was funny, though.
How's it going, though?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, yeah, it is tax day.
Yeah. It is.
Big tax day.
Yeah.
I thought you had something to say there, my bad.
Oh, no.
Hate it. I absolutely hate it.
It's tax day?
And that. Mm-hmm. Hate it.
You got reason to.
Don't. Who doesn't? Except people who don't pay them.
Right.
I don't see how the majority of people is always an issue with them. Like the line of people I saw in Atlanta at the tax help center, whatever it is. I mean, a lot of you don't have complicated tax situations in that line. You just might not know how to do it, I guess.
Procrastination.
If you get government, If you get money from the government only, do you have to pay taxes?
Yeah, you do. My mom, my mom can file with hers.
But why wouldn't they just do it for you? Because, I mean,
you'd think they would, but it's kind of like
that, up the system.
It's kind of like that one paperwork thing we have to do here that don't make no sense to us.
Oh, yeah.
And like, why don't they just do it? Because they have the information handy, so why don't they just do it?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing.
I don't like it.
No.
Like, it's supposed to be free, the filing easy, 1040 easy.
Right.
But for some,
even say it's easy.
Yeah. But for some reason, when you go to these websites, like, you can't do it.
No.
It's complicated.
They always get you on the upsell.
Ridiculous.
Which is... I'm thinking for most people is probably what, a 15-minute process, maybe.
I don't know. I have no clue.
But not everybody has to file. There's some kind of threshold that if you don't meet it,
mm-hmm.
like, and I can't remember what it is.
It's changed recently.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, a bunch of that has.
Yeah.
$600 total. Not just per transaction. Oh.
But if, like, you're at the poverty line, I guess you don't have to there. But, like, what if
a song by Madonna?
What if you got a complicated situation and you owe a lot? Just get the extension. They don't deny anybody an extension.
Mm-hmm. But then if you have to pay and you don't pay by today, then they will add fees on top of that.
Yes.
Yeah, interest too, which they do anyway.
Well, that's, yeah.
Yeah. If you don't have enough money to pay this, you owe more money.
You owe more money.
Yeah. They very much are the mafia, except the mafia at least gives you something in return for what you give them. So they're worse than the mafia, because the mafia at least offers you, say, protection.
Yeah.
From themselves.
2 points a week. But you could set up a payment plan that's pretty cheap.
Isn't that nice of them? I'm paying mine through Klarna.
Mm-hmm. maybe next year it'll knock it out.
Mine's through a firm.
We're doing it through FlexPay for you.
So my return I was supposed to get this year knocked a good chunk of it out. So I'm like, damn it,
that's
one
good.
More.
How'd you get a return? What'd you do? What'd you lie about?
Well, you just did it, and like you're supposed to get this, but they offset it.
I know.
Maybe he had write-offs.
I don't itemize.
Well,
it's a pain in the ass.
They've taken itemizing out of it for most people. Like the default deduction is so high that itemization is. Yeah, I can't itemize. Yeah.
I'm declaring less, obviously.
I love the way servers do it.
What does that mean? You're declaring less.
Well, I don't have any write-offs basically that I used to. It's not the way it used to be. Like for example, a company that I have it's in a negative right now. We weren't making any profit, so there's nothing to declare. But you still have to write off whatever you have with that company.
Mm-hmm. God, I want to ask, but I'm not going to. I want to so bad. You know who I hate? I hate Texas.
I can tell you easily. It's my property. We didn't timber this year.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Why do you hate Texas?
Because it sounds like taxes.
It does.
That's exactly yeah. why. I hear that and I'm like, oh, and hell, some of you texters can't spell either one or both of them.
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. Got to go pay my taxes tomorrow.
Yep.
Got to drive all the way to Texas with this 18-wheeler. Everybody knows in Texas, there ain't two things there anyway. Steers and
taxes.
A broken down border.
Oh,
yeah.
Taxes.
A mess.
I love how servers like, I made $5 last year.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't make anything last year. Yeah. That's what, if I was a server, I'd say that.
Although, you know, it
all
works.
All under the table, I guess.
Yeah.
God bless them.
That's what happened with OJ. Everything was in cash.
But even then, like everybody going out to eat now, they're all paying with cards. I mean, everybody's paying with cards. You can't armed rob nothing anymore and make money. Everybody uses cards everywhere. Armed robbery is out the window now.
Because by doing that, we will get cash back, but not real cash. It's, you know, oh, use our credit cards. You'll get 3% cash back. But you won't. And if you don't pay this, we're going to charge you 17 to 38% APR.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cash
yeah.
back. Yeah. Use ours.
Bum, I don't have a card anymore.
Wouldn't it be? What?
I paid it off and got rid of it. I'm not falling into that credit card deal.
That's smart.
It's such a ripoff.
It's a racket. And interest rates, they need to come down.
Now people say pay your gas on it and then just pay it off every month. Just put your gas on it.
Yeah, but I think that strategy's old now because now you have to carry a balance.
Yeah.
Right? You have to carry a balance now. You can't. It used to be, yeah, you can build credit, just buy gas or groceries, something you got to buy anyway, then pay it off.
Before I bought the farm right at the tail end of it, I went in, not with any grandeur. It wasn't ridiculous, but I went in and paid all my credit cards off because I was like, this will help me with the mortgage note.
Yeah.
No, it did the complete opposite.
Yeah.
He's like, go charge some things real quick.
Oh, my God.
I swear.
Yeah, I
he's
saw
like, this will benefit you in the end. I'm like, this makes no sense. I get it, but I don't get it.
I saw a thing last week, a guy we know posted. He had a wreck in his truck. It wasn't his fault. So insurance pays off his truck before he can get a new truck. His credit score drops before he get a new truck because his loan got paid off, so his score went down.
Wow.
How does that change or get fixed?
Buy
a new car.
Didn't it used to be? Now, I might be wrong here. My brain has been foggy for a long time. But didn't it used to be that if you paid off a loan, your score would go up like 40 points, and now it goes down 40 points?
Yeah, I believe so.
It seems. It
used to be you pay off a car, your score goes up, I don't know, 40, 60 points. Now it drops 40, 60 points because the loan's off. Like, you got to carry debt now.
Yeah.
If you want to have credit, you got to be in debt.
I knew this. I'm just saying, I'm not talking about Marzuka when I say this, but I knew this car dealer sold exclusively new cars.
Yeah.
And he was talking about this farmer type guy that would show up every 4 years to buy a brand new model F-150, but he paid in cash every single time.
Mm-hmm.
But like, look at the grand scale of that.
Like,
you know
was
what
he
I'm saying?
Or?
No, I think he had the money. He just, he, kept it all out of the bank, or he thought, like most people do, if you don't have any set in credit, you're good. Yeah. But in the in that vein, though, he had no credit.
Yeah.
But did he need it?
Yeah.
Because he had the cash. It's so weird. It's a weird freaking dichotomy, man.
It's a weird thing now because, well, I can't buy anything because I'm not in any debt. What? You think debt-free would be the way you could buy stuff, but no, now you have to have debt to get credit.
You got
to
show them that, oh, okay, he knows the rules.
It's about managing debt, not about paying stuff off. It's about managing debt.
And you have to make your payments on time. That's what they look at the most.
Now they see it as a subscription. You're just a subscriber with a monthly
You mean
bill.
Like prescriptions?
Yeah.
Do you remember the data leak years ago? They leaked out Tiger Woods' credit score. And then people were like, well, it's not that great. But then they're like, why does he need credit?
Exactly. has cash.
If anybody needs credit, it ain't going to be Tiger Woods.
I started watching the Tulsa King show with Stallone.
Ooh.
Have you seen it, Fat Boy?
Parts of it are rough.
I enjoy it because he just got out of prison. He's 75 years old, just got out of prison after 25 years. Ooh. So he's going around thinking cash is king and nobody takes cash anymore. I enjoy that part of it where he's been gone for 25 years and the world's on its head in terms of, what do you mean? Nobody wants cash? I'm a mobster. Cash is what we like.
I seen cash in a while.
Well, I don't know. I was going to say something, but I don't know that to be true. And I don't want to spread no misnomers.
Oh, okay.
Not about that or anything, just something I was going to say about, like, cash.
You can present it as a theory.
I may have just made it up in my head, though.
Oh, okay.
It was more of a theory.
Okay.
But nevertheless, taxes, they suck.
Yeah, they
like, I have, literally, man, I can tell you, up till... like 9:30 last night, finishing that up. That's the good thing about technology too, being able to do it with your account, you know, like your taxes.
Oh, okay.
On your phone.
Nice.
You know, and finish everything up. But still, it was, oh man. I mean, she did very well by most standards, but gosh.
That's good then.
Gosh.
A lot of stress, I guess.
It's the word stress was spelled with dollar signs. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's the stress.
I'm not saying this is your situation, but I wonder if some accountants start off with a vigor of like, I'm going to get this person all the discounts if I can. But that just kind of wanes because they have so many people and they're like, at this point. Because they got to be like, you know, tired of 3 or 4 months in a row just crunching all these numbers.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, Jesus.
This won't be done with.
Well, but the funny thing is, and she made me aware of this, and that, you know, most people think, well, after April 15th, she's off for the rest of the year. It's like, they think she's like a teacher. She only works like 4 months out of the year. She's an accountant.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, what are you going to do till next January 1?
Go cut grass like the lady in Easley. She's a lawn maintenance / tax person.
Whoa. Yeah.
Good for her.
So I guess she's going to be on a mower here in a couple weeks.
Yep.
Well, no, I mean, she does. I mean, if you're a commercial accountant, I don't know what the wording would be, business accountant, like you obviously working year-round. And for the people who just now remembered, oh, crap, it is April 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then they'll be working maybe long into the hours, figuring out how to turn the date back on that Pitney Bowes. Or is it Bowes? I don't know. Never heard anybody pronounce it. Pitney Bowes.
Bowes.
The little printer thing for the stamps.
Yeah. Pitney Bowes. They see commercials for them. Yeah. Pitney Bowes.
I see them all, like in every, they have the market when it comes to those things. They're like Boeing with government contracts. Not that the doors are falling off Pitney Bowes, but, you know.
I don't trust the one we have here.
It's Pitney Bowes, like Riddick Bowes.
So they used to offer to mail stuff out for you here if you'd leave it. But I'm like, I don't know if you'll give it enough postage. Like, I don't know if you know how to use the machine right.
Who's the who, though, in that?
It used to be the receptionist and the receptors.
Oh, okay.
And then it went to the promotions person. He offered for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But I guess now there's nobody here to offer. But we still have the machine. I just don't know how
to work. Is it a Pitney Bowes?
Yeah.
Nice. Top of the line.
Mail scale.
Yeah.
This conversation reminded me to go in and cancel a certain streaming service before it hits again.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're going to be without some channels when you get home.
It won't affect nothing. It won't affect nothing there.
No, I'm trying to figure out what made you think of that. Printers?
Just something. Just the general money conversations, taxes and all that. Made me think, oh, let me go ahead and cancel that before it hits again. Because it was going to hit again this week. I'm like, I don't want to do that.
I love how he lets you know, like, the cable company should be that way. It's like, hey, you might not be able to watch this when you get home.
Would give you like a month worth of, do you enjoy this channel? Well, if you don't contact these people, you're going to lose it.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's kind of like extortion.
All right, let me negotiate for you.
Like, it's like government shutdowns or Wikipedia is going away. It's all a farce. It's all to get you just a little anxious.
Oh, God, Wikipedia.
Where would we be with that wiki? Where were we before?
Huh. Every time you don't donate, the page gets smaller because the donation's a lot bigger. Takes up.
You know what they were going to start saying? If you don't give us some money, we're going to start making this bull crap up, man.
Uh-oh. I can't prove they haven't.
Uh-huh. Nobody can. Nobody can. No. It's like became the accepted source. I don't know when.
But it's all we have now.
It's like people who lived in the 1800s are like, when the hell did we start paying these taxes? When did this start?
Yeah. What happened to the people who started?
My timeline's off, but you know what I'm saying. People, in this country.
People who started a revolution over paying 3% on tea and paper.
Well, they called 13 a massacre. I mean, that was.
Yeah.
They flipped out on some stuff back then.
Wasn't
man.
That what it was? It was 3% tax on tea and paper, and that started a revolution?
Yeah, Boston now, Tea Party.
And now we just give them like 40% of every check like it ain't nothing?
Yeah.
I gave North Carolina some extra change Friday for a donut.
You did?
Like, there's a city tax and a state tax.
Oh, yeah, there's that. Yeah. Well, in some parts of North Carolina, if you use a debit card, it's 3 to 5% surcharge.
And most little towns now have had to institute their own city tax and – yeah, city tax, state tax, yeah.
This little town's famous for white squirrels.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know where that is.
Everything up there is expensive enough already.
Love that town.
It's a nice town.
It is.
Albino rodents, North Carolina.
Yep, that's the one.
That's the one. All right, so pay your taxes or go spend your money, suckers. Make the economy great again.
They say it's great.
They are lying out of their ass.
I don't care about job creation.
Like, if I cuss right now and I have to pay $250,000, will I get – how long will they give me to pay that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because if I won't live that long, I might just do it. All right. We're going to get in the mail sack today, theriseguys@AOL.com. I have one that I've read three times, and, Nine, you may have seen me earlier sitting here. Looked like I was – in pain, but I was laughing and crying reading an email.
Yeah, I thought you had to go to the bathroom.
Okay, well, I make the same kind of expression then. This is the funniest email I think I've ever read. I don't know that it has as much like question and need out of it as funny as it is just well written and describes a barbecue session.
Oh, good.
It's a whole lot of fun.
Oh, my goodness.
You can get your emails in theriseguys@AOL.com. We'll catch up with the masters and all that, but Paige, what is up in the plex?
Well, this very famous movie star, TV star, thinks it was more difficult to become famous back in the 80s than it is today. I'll tell you who that is next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Pardon. I'm trying to think who that could be. Every person I think of the 80s is dead. You know, just the ones that I went to in my head. I went to John Candy first. Sadly. He's gone, you know. All right. We'll take a break and find out who's the big shot know-it-all right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, here's Matt Mahanine, Paige, and Fatboy. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Paige, and we begin with a discussion about Hollywood. Things have changed in Hollywood, according to this very famous TV star and movie star. He believes that things have changed so much that it's more difficult to become famous back in the 80s than it is today.
Daryl Hannah.
Oh, that's a good guess.
That's a good guess, yeah.
Weiss. I'll say Daryl Hammond.
I'll say Daryl Hall.
Huh. Well, the answer is Michael J. Fox.
Oh.
He says, you had to be talented to be famous in the 80s compared to now. It's more difficult to become famous today and back then than it is today. And in this era of social media, he probably has a point because you have more way to expose yourself. But he says, quote, we were tougher. We didn't have social media. We didn't have any of that crap. We were just famous, left to our own resources, and it was an amazing time. You had to be talented. That helped. And he adds, we used to bust our ass, our acting muscles, and watch other actors and sit around and talk about acting. And now you've got people who just go like, what's your sweater you're wearing? And what's that dance
That guy
stuff?
Never takes a breath, does he?
He ain't stopped talking yet.
I swear. Wow.
I think he's wheelchair bound now, too, which is tough to see. But it was tough to see him fall, too, because, you know, he had a hard time walking.
He got into directing for a little while. I remember he directed a Tales from the Crypt episode I really liked. I don't remember which one, but I remember it was one I really loved. He's a director on it. But I think you think he's got a point, Matt? Man, it used to be like you had to be good at something to get somewhere. Now you don't necessarily.
I don't know. I dozed off. I was still trying to guess who. I thought it'd be more fun to guess who it was. I was going to guess Deborah Wanger.
Oh, man.
Ally Sheedy.
What about her brother Kip?
Kip Winger?
Yeah.
Kip Sheedy. You so sheedy. What'd you say?
Was she on the ranch?
Sheedy.
Was she?
I think Deborah Winger was. Wasn't she?
I don't know.
She was an urban cowboy.
I think she made a resurgence here lately.
I think she did a bunch of Lifetime movies in the 90s that my dad watched, too.
You might be thinking of the 90s TV show Wangs.
Might have been it. The Hackett Brothers. Smackett Brothers. Excuse me.
Oh, my God.
Joe and Brian Smackett. Well, yeah, there are too many avenues now. Not enough back then.
But that to me, that says the complete opposite. Like, if you can make it through all the rigmarole now and then become famous, that's more difficult than it would have been back then.
Mm-hmm. I guess part of the thing he probably sees back then is that back then there were, and there still are now, but there were so many famous, like legit talented, really great people who didn't make it because there weren't as many avenues to get famous back then. Now there's more avenues to get famous, probably might be something he's seeing. There's more avenues for it, but there's way more people trying to do it too.
And fame has changed. I mean, people are famous for doing other things than they are than just being on TV on a series.
Well, it's crazy. You don't have to be like there to act. You don't have to do the whole Los Angeles thing anymore. I mean, it helps, but it's like they're finding people everywhere just to be in stuff. Like, you don't have to go front of casting agent. I mean, look, I knew somebody that got a part on Tulsa King for a couple episodes in Atlanta before that whole thing happened.
What, Sloan's oldest daughter?
No, it was the same casting agency, too. But, the thing fell apart. So you don't have to be there.
It's also the death of mainstream, too, because there's people around here, like, there's people around here who listen to us who are TikTok famous.
Yeah.
Like, legit making money off it and stuff. I have no idea who they are. I never heard of them. But I know they're around here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're famous, but I don't know them.
Enjoy your communist app.
While you can.
While you can. I know. You're gonna become famous on something that's not going to be legal in America anymore.
Well, I'll just move there.
And what about people that, like Logan Paul, that, how did they start, you know?
I don't know, actually.
I don't know what he started doing. I don't know what videos got him over, got him famous.
I caught him late. Do you see the commercials that people are like, I use TikTok to support my family?
Oh, yeah.
Please keep it going. Just wait. Don't make an Americanized version where they could keep your information here.
Yes.
Just wait.
And it won't pay as well either. Somehow. It's weird.
Damn, you're siding with them.
Yeah, I'm not siding with anybody in that one. I think it's all bad.
Well, did you know that the average American kid gets bored in only 33 minutes? So there's some new research that's showing that the average kid gets bored in just a short amount of time, which some people say it actually seems high. But here's some of the stats from the study. 81% of parents say that their children prefer hands-on activities away from the screen, like arts and crafts, playing outside, reading books, sensory play, and playing games with siblings and friends.
Surprised it takes that long.
Yeah. It don't take me that long sometimes.
Like, I don't have to tell you the setup, but I had a conversation with somebody over the weekend and the movie Titanic came up. This is a younger person. They said it took them a week to watch it because they just watch it in pieces.
It's long.
So it's amazing that, you know, the younger generation even watches movies, but they don't watch them in one sitting. Just breaking it up.
What are they doing the rest of the time?
On the phone, I guess. On your apps and playing your Candy Crush and breaking balls or whatever.
Yeah. I think if they break it up into sessions, maybe they're more into it than some people like my own age, because, hell, how many times you sit around watching a movie, you ain't paying no attention to it. You're just looking at the phone or out the window or doing whatever the hell else.
I'd forget.
Because if you really are just paying attention to the movie the whole time, you might not watch but 10 minutes at a shot.
Also,
unless it's real good.
The average kid reportedly spends 13 hours in front of a screen per week. That breaks down to about an hour and 51 minutes per day.
Oh, it's more than that.
I would think.
I imagine it is. I think it would be.
Because, you know, when I see kids out and they always have their tablets, like in the grocery store, and they always have something to keep them busy, the small ones. And lastly, 40% of parents always or often struggle keeping their kids entertained. And 35% of parents say that they can feel stressed finding new ideas for their children.
I don't know why he's stressed. Just hand him a tab. That's usually the babysitter.
Oh, they don't even make those anymore. How about the soft drink? Or a lower tab.
I thought you meant those, because people, I heard somebody say that they don't make the real ones anymore. And I don't know what it meant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't either.
I would never give a kid a phone. Like, parents are like, here's my phone. That's stupid.
Right. So look at your pictures.
Dog, well, you know, they might zoom around in there, but they'll get snot all over the phone and they're just like drooling all over. And
it would be sticky afterwards and you wouldn't know why.
Killing your battery.
Yeah, but you don't want to get in a habit of giving them your phone all the time to entertain them, you know?
Not other people's kids either. You're just sitting around hearing somebody's kid be here. I have my phone. Just shut up.
The kids at a work Zoom meeting for you.
Awesome. Got one of those. Don't forget.
Well, did you know that there's a new scary movie in the works?
No.
Well, it's a reboot, and Paramount says a film in the fall and hits the theater sometimes next year. So it's been 11 years since Scary Movie 5, so there's plenty of new material.
I didn't realize it's been a decade without one of these.
So they can parody anything from The Conjuring, Megan, Hereditary, and Terrifier. So there's no word
on
what
that one is.
That's the clown, Art the Clown.
God, they're parodying movies that aren't even like mainstream movies.
Yeah, the mainstream's, I guess it really is dead. But yeah, there aren't that many mainstream horror movies, I guess. Let's just want to parody. Well, the mainstream horror movies now are already jokes about themselves. They're all tongue-in-cheek.
Oh, like Civil War?
Yeah, I think that'll be fun to watch, though. That'll be like The Hunt was good. Jesus,
that's such propaganda. I absolutely would dissuade you not to watch it.
It's an A24, though, so I think it'll be a good movie. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
not the time for that right now.
No, I don't think
they're going to be ashamed of themselves for even putting it out.
But people got real mad when The Hunt came out. Remember that movie, The Hunt? People got mad before everybody saw it. And then it was actually a good and entertaining movie.
It was actually, I liked it.
It had the opposite message what everybody thought it was going to have when it came out.
Yeah, but this is a serious movie, though.
Yeah.
I don't know it. I haven't heard about it.
Really?
Oh, so it's where like the people go and take over Washington and like blow up all the buildings. And then it becomes a us versus them thing.
Yeah,
we don't know who them is.
They've been showing ads with Jesse Plemons. He's in it.
It's like, hey, wait a minute. Are you an American? Yeah. Which kind of American? Coming soon to theater.
Back in the day, it would have been a cool movie to make. But yeah, now it's like it's too real a situation now.
In theaters now, Trail Off come out on, well, it'll be streaming before that. But I mean,
oh, yeah.
It's just going to be... It's propaganda all day long. It's propaganda. Absolutely is. Just go you look at the trailer and tell me it's not like, even if it's not, it's the wrong time to put that movie out. You're doing the country a disservice. But what isn't nowadays?
Yeah, I mean, hell, the news is doing this. The news does the same thing every day. Cable news channels, that's what they do every day, all day and all night long. They do this exact thing.
Well, there's no word on any of the original cast returning to Scary Movie, so we'll see what happens. I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
You gotta have Chris Elliott make a cameo. The strong hand.
I was trying to think who else was in those. One of the Wayans or all the Wayans?
Two, it was Sean and Marlon.
Okay.
Anna Faris was the star of the first one.
Oh, yeah.
David Cross. I mean, it's,
he sucks.
Yes. Not a fan.
Hate David Cross.
Not funny.
I liked his grandpa, Old Rugged. He was cool.
He was good.
He was a good guy. All right, Fat Boy, are you going to talk about the Masters?
Talk about the Masters.
I can't say Scottie Schlereth.
Talk about one of the greatest players ever having the worst round of his tournament of his professional career. We got a funny call for you, too. We're going to tell you why Kevin Harlan's the best in the business. He does NBA, NFL. There's nothing that happens that he does not notice. Funny little audio for you.
Say Scottie Schlereth three times fast.
Scottie Scheffler.
Oh, am I saying it wrong that way too? It's Scheffler?
Yeah.
Shoot.
The chef. He's pretty good. He's best in golf right now.
Well, yeah. What, two out of three?
Yeah.
Won the Masters.
He's consistently winning.
Yeah.
I know Camilo Vigegas made the cuts.
I don't even know who the hell that is.
Where's
one up on me?
Like code for something.
All right, we'll find out all that next in sports. Good morning.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hello, the Rise Guys.
Keeps me awake, keeps me alert. Listen to all those crazy callers.
The Rise Guys.
They're badass.
Rise Guys are the best in the world.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Back in the day, way back in 1947, 77 years ago, Jackie Robinson became the first African-American to play in a regular season Major League Baseball game. Ironically enough, 27 years ago in 1997, his number was permanently retired across the league on the same day.
How about that?
Greatest athlete that ever lived. And I don't really think there's any debate. Baseball wasn't even his best sport.
Track was his best. And he was also basketball.
Mm-hmm. Football, too. Who did he play college for?
UCLA. UCLA.
Yeah, he was a Bruin.
UCLA.
I remember hearing a story about Brooks Robinson.
The human vacuum cleaner?
Yep. Because I met a guy who grew up with him. They were good buddies. This guy lives in Flat Rock, North Carolina.
The guy's old, too.
Yeah, if he's still with us, he's still there. He said he wanted to play football, and his mom wouldn't let him. So that was his first love, was football. But obviously became one of the greatest third basemen to ever live.
Arguably.
Some people might put Eric Chavez up there, but I don't know. Definitely not. Did you hear about Iverson?
Uh-uh. Allen?
Allen Iverson.
Oh, okay.
He got a statue. You know where they put it?
Where?
This is great.
Philadelphia.
They put it in Philly, but they didn't put it at the arena. They put it at the practice facility.
Jesus.
That's where his statue is. We talk about practice, man.
Was it a good one, though? Because usually they're not at all. I don't know what the hell happened with sculptors. I can't do it anymore. Even with 3D printing.
From where I'm sitting, it looks like he's wearing an old football helmet, and it looks like an old Heisman or something.
Yeah, it does. And you can't really tell about the face, but it looks like he's missing a leg. He's trying to cross over.
It's also tiny.
A meth head's probably here stole it.
That's a small statue.
It's a little one.
This statue can't be more than 3 foot tall.
It don't have the dimensions, but it's got to be a little
you
one.
You sure that's not a nodder someone just let out, left there on the bench?
Oh, my God.
This old bobblehead.
I'm going to see real quick.
It'll get stolen.
Yeah, if they could wedge it off of there. He's about to come into some money. I'm trying to see when it fully vest is Reebok Trust. Yeah, he's got $32 million coming to him when he turns 55. Don't know how old he is now, but he's got to be close.
Well, early on, he might not have been expected to live that long.
He was on some rough time. He's 48.
Rolling hard.
Actually, he'll be 49 in June, so.
It's not old at all.
Just count down the days. He's probably okay now.
Oh, God, yes.
Because there were the stories coming out where he was homeless and he was begging people for food. And old Bubba Chuck's doing pretty good now.
Oh, gosh. You think that's true, though? You talking about post-NBA?
Yeah. This is over like 5 or 6 years ago.
See, I have a hard time believing that.
Like, he was
knowing how promoters will squeeze a dollar out of an athlete, they put him in a card show or something. I believe you. I just find it hard to believe.
Yeah, it is because, he was kind of ahead of his time, not making a ton of money back then.
He only
then.
Had $6 in his pocket, guys.
Okay, so it was 2013. He said he was so broke he had to ask for food.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was a little.
Well, I've done that.
Yeah.
Not in that year, though, right? Maybe. Maybe in 2013.
I know I did.
Possible.
Scotty Scheffler won the Masters with 68. Tiger Woods had the worst performance of his golfing career.
Scheffler.
But he felt good about the weekend. He made the cut, broke that record. His 24th cut.
Do you think now people are going to give up on, like, because a lot of people thought Tiger was going to go win the Masters this weekend. Do you think people are done with that now?
I think so, man.
A ton of people really were convinced he would.
They got to be. I don't know when he's going to play again. He may just come just do the majors here or there.
Maybe he'll be at the Cliffs of Glassy.
I think Charlie
Celebrity
will win.
Celebrity tournament.
Maybe.
God, could you imagine?
No.
Team him with Larry the Cable Guy. I'd love that.
Just showing up.
You know what the biggest thing that came across my screen this morning, news-wise, was the fact that it says, the one place in America that inflation has not impacted, restaurants at the Masters.
Oh, yeah.
An egg salad sandwich. I'll whisper it just like they do. Mm-hmm. It's still just $1.50.
Nice.
You want the pork barbecue sandwich? $3.
I had one.
One, hell.
It was pretty good. It was a healthy size one.
Would you like a chicken biscuit? $3.
Hello, friends.
Hey, friends.
This is Vern Lundquist. This is Vern's last tournament. Friends, whenever I hear Vern, I chub up a little.
He's stud. How would you like a blueberry muffin for only $2?
I'd love to. Probably want Vern's big cheeks if I could, friends, but I can't.
How about some fresh mixed fruit?
Man, do they offer pimento cheese at Augusta National?
Oh, I hope so.
Pimento cheese. I'm glad you asked. It's still $1.50.
It's a little oniony, folks, if you like that.
In fact, it's made by royalty. Ben Hogan IV is now working here in the restaurant. Wasn't that good of a golfer. We told his great-grandpa we'd get him a job.
Hulk Hogan III is a sous chef.
Friends, I like to bend over till it feels good.
Hey, friends, this is Jim Nance. He used to play basketball for Clemson. Now, that was my cousin Larry, my bad.
My son Junior plays in the NBA. Here's a Kevin Harlan rule.
Junior Nance.
Fred Couples is woke. Now his name is Fred Thrupples.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
God dang it. He was tweeting at Greg Norman because Greg Norman couldn't get a ticket. He had to buy one on the secondary market.
Won't they let Lee Trevino host Jeopardy, Matthew?
Greg Norman needs two tickets. We've seen them pictures of him in a Speedo.
I forgot about that. Dang it. I bet Lee Trevino's got one, too, the way he walks around. I like his little baby fat face, Matthew. He's 80, but he looks 12.
He does have a baby face. I mean, he does. He's like an Italian Jerry the King Lawler.
Whip out of here.
Trevino's Italian, right? Is that okay that I think?
Is he? Let me look.
I thought.
Oh, this is an Italian name, certainly.
He spells his name wrong. It should be Trevino, right? He's 84. Does he's from Texas, so no.
What?
What?
Look at that.
My God. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I don't understand you Italians sometimes.
Yeah, there's no Italian representations on the menu.
Italian is not a race, right? So if you ask somebody, like, you know, well, you don't ask them, you're like, they won't say they're white or black. They say they're Italian.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a race.
Are you drawing that from Saturday Night Live?
No.
Because there was a sketch on there where something very similar happened. Where
Beavis and Butthead?
Dude, that was gold.
That was I watched that one. God, yes.
That was the most corpsing I've ever seen in a sketch ever in my life. Everybody was losing it.
Mikey Day looked just like Butthead.
Dude, freaking, what's his name? Ryan.
Gosling?
Yeah.
No G.
Son of a gun.
Italians are an ethnic group.
Really?
Yeah. Like Italians are a nation and an ethnic group native to the Italian geographical region. Now, that comes from Wikipedia. They might have made it up.
Oh, yeah, probably.
They're I'm a Native American.
They heard what we said and made it up.
All right, we'll take a break. Oh, this will be good. This is something that we were going to get to Friday and did not get to it. There's nothing worse than someone coming into your home without your permission. And it's another thing when they take things of value. It's another thing when they take things that are needed to live, such as medicine.
Huh? What happened?
Something even worse than all of that.
My God.
Tell you about it next. Happy Monday.
What I miss?
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.